here with Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. Lynn, talk about the two Republican lawmakers who bucked GOP House leadership to vote for this bill. Neither one is seeking re-election.
But both of them said that even if they were, they still would vote for the bill. Representative B.J. Nichol is of Loveland. She voted against the bill last year, but she said in thinking about it, she realized it was time to do it. She was actually one of the people considered a swing vote last year. Also, Representative Don Beasley of Broomfield voted for the bill in the Finance Committee, and he has chosen not to run for re-election. He's known as quite a libertarian, and I don't think his vote surprised a lot of people.
And Patrick, what do you think this means for the party? We're seeing a lot more division among the GOP on this issue than we have in the past.
It's hard to say whether it's division or evolution, because you talk to young Republicans and they tend to lean more towards this libertarian, rugged individualism ideal rather than the conformity of lockstep social conservatism. I look at someone like Troy Ard, who's active college Republican from Pueblo, testified at one of the civil unions hearings, and he's as staunch a conservative as you'll find among the 20-somethings, but there are kids his age who are the future of the Republican Party, and the question is going to be, do they conform to the traditional ideals of the Republican Party, or does the Republican Party grow with them?
Lynn, I want to talk about the final few days of the session. This bill still needs to pass the Appropriations Committee. The sponsor said that committee typically meets Tuesday morning, and then it would need to initially pass the House on Tuesday and then have a final vote on Wednesday. So there's still quite a few steps in the process. What can we expect?
Well, we know that if it gets out of the Appropriations Committee in time to be heard on the floor Tuesday, it's over. It's passed. It's done. Because there are 33 Republicans and 32 Democrats. All they need is one Republican, and they already have a handful. I think the last challenge will be a big challenge for them. It's the final hurdle. I think there's going to be jockeying up the yin-yang over the weekend on both sides to encourage people to vote one way or the other.
Patrick, we've heard the governor speak very forcefully on this issue. He mentioned it during his State of the State address. He's recently pushed for it again. Like Lynn was mentioning, there's still a lot of bills in play. What kind of position does this put House leadership in? The top members of the House don't support this bill.
House leadership is at the true crossroads. They're the ones who could really sit on this thing and do some political maneuvering that could keep it from passing. And in fact, if it gets through that committee on Tuesday, that's about the only thing that can really stop it. But they have a really hard decision to make. They really aren't losing anything with the votes that have been in favor of this bill from Republicans. Like Lynn has mentioned, these are folks who are not seeking re-election. But this will be a record against the caucus as a whole if its leaders hold this back and don't let the elected representatives decide the fate of this bill.
I think it's worth noting for listeners, when a bill passes a committee, it's the discretion of leadership when that bill goes to the full House floor for a vote. Weeks can pass, days can pass. There's a lot of things that impact when the vote will go to the full chamber floor. In this case, you know, time's running out, so they'd have to move it immediately. Lynn, do you agree that it's a tough spot for them?
It is a tough spot for them, and I know Republicans are actually really upset that Democrats waited so long to pass this bill out of the Senate. Putting it at the end, it's this shoot now with an explosion of things going on, vetoes, high-profile bills, now the civil unions. And the last few days have been more frantic than they have been at this place in a long time, I think.
Thanks. That was Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.